Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's funny when fine minds think alike, but that's what I've encountered with Tom Shattuck, who joins us today from wherever he joins us from in Massachusetts. He's the senior editor of the Lowell Sun newspaper. You have some fancy phrase for your broadcast from. What do you call it?
I'm from the Lowell Sun remote studios. When you said fine minds think alike, studio. I thought you were talking about you and Ted Nugent at first.
Why? What did he do? Just because of his riffs?
He's the thumb, the open music. That's isn't that his song? I think it is.
It probably is. It sounds like him.
Mike
picks those out.
You spun discs, Todd.
Yes, but Ted Nugent was not one of my favorites.
No, I can assume
I can tell you virtually every song that was released. I mean, I would know them all, and the albums that were on. From a period of a few years in the 1970s when I was in college. But after that, I was a traffic reporter and a news guy, and that was it for music. Sorry. The fine minds are you and I, because I did my venting to you today about how I feel like the world is now being run by some kind of, I don't know whether it's an insane organism that's taken it over, or if it's just the natural occurrence of forces, the idea of a perfect storm, all these things happen at once, and then suddenly everything goes haywire. So you and I were talking about it on the phone. Then I get off the phone from you, and I start talking to producer Mike. And Mike, can you? I didn't tell Mike I was going to do this, but can you hop on the air for a sec, Mike, and explain what you said to me, or reconstruct what it is you're feeling that made you say the thing that I'm feeling?
I mean, I gotta use different words, but
no, I'm not looking for you to copy yourself. I just want you to make the point about what you were feeling.
I was just trying to figure out what the truth is. I guess I was having a, I don't know, just an internal.
You saw
conflict.
This video.
Well,
over
yeah,
the video,
yeah,
right?
The video from Monday with the doctors, all in support of hydroxychloroquine. It got censored by all the social media outlets, all the rest. And now there's like a giant PR hit job on the Cameroonian doctor just trying to blast
Wait
her.
A sec.
Yes.
She's a black woman.
Yeah, from
right?
Africa. Yes, Cameroon. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she's overweight, and she believes in
God.
Well, but spirits, and she talks about spirits. Anyway, they're using these things to demean her. They're picking on her because they're making her blackness something that they're ridiculing by mocking her beliefs, and her being from another country. Like, they're doing all these things that they say Republicans do.
I saw one headline that said. That she claimed like alien DNA was like involved in some sort of medication or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was strange stuff. I didn't read that.
Yeah,
one.
But if I'm trying to discredit something that Tom Shattuck is saying, which I might do routinely, I don't attack him for some personal attribute or something he said 5 years ago in isolation, out of context. I say why his idea is no good. They're attacking this woman who happens to be black, so Democrats should be circling around her with guns drawn looking to defend her. But instead, the Democratic media is diminishing her. She's a doctor who's done studies and is standing up courageously with other doctors to say that hydroxychloroquine is a good remedy for a dangerous disease that's ravaging the country. And Tom, sorry to do so much talking.
No, but
what's going on here?
You're right. By purely 2020 cultural revolution woke standards, you're right. She is a black woman. We are supposed to see her. We are supposed to hear her. We are supposed to listen to her and have the difficult conversations. Instead, she's been, you know, she's been defrocked of any of her intersectional attributes because she's considered an apostate, and she's gone instantly to the status of becoming only a butt of a joke. That's it. Not only do we not, we're not supposed to consider her a serious doctor, but we are supposed to consider her an unserious human being and a clown and someone to mock. It is incredible. It is incredible for
it
that
is
reason.
Incredible.
And the fact
and by the way, there are other doctors there who, if they wanted to be attack, who are white and went to, I don't know where she went to medical school, but went to prominent medical schools and have great reputations and look very impressive on paper. They could have picked on one of them, but no, they go right for the black woman. It's
yes.
just bizarre to me.
No, absolutely. And I think that a part of that is that she's become culturally an apostate as well, because she said something that is in alignment, barely, but is in alignment with the spirit of the president's thinking. That's it. That's all she did. That's all she No,
you mean just because she said hydroxychloroquine works?
Exactly. Exactly. Something that Trump mused out loud about, hoping, being optimistic that it might work. And then we were told that Trump had literally killed a man because of his wife force-fed him fish tank cleaner, you know, which the media did not vet. They were happy to let that story, sit right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Something easily disprovable. And now the thing is that, and Mike's right, is that this happens right before our eyes. You know, 2 weeks ago, CNN had an article on hydroxychloroquine, and that a study just came out showing its efficacy. Now, I assume that was the Weekend crew who uploaded that story.
You didn't know that you're not allowed to do that.
No, you don't do that, no. No, but this is...
All right, hold on a sec, Tom. Let me just give people some context here who are hearing this for the first time. The beginning of the week, these doctors got together, had a press conference, and announced that there is this underground, risky... personal risk. These doctors are going underground. They're doing studies. They're using hydroxychloroquine and saving lives. They believe that there's something bizarre going on, that there's a disconnect that they can't figure out. They're all they do is look at the data. And the data says hydroxychloroquine is working. And they can't figure out why it's being squashed. So they hold a press conference. You said that was Monday, Tom?
Yes, I believe
it was. And that was going absolutely wild, their press conference on YouTube and I assume Twitter and elsewhere. And it got taken down by YouTube. Why are they taking down a group of doctors talking? Well, it's a discredited study drug. It's a discredited drug. I'm watching TV this morning. A discredited, the president retweeted this woman who we've been talking about. And they, I believe Twitter put a warning on his tweet, if I've got the right one.
You're right.
Because
Don
it was
Jr.
a discredited. Oh, that's right. It was Don Jr. Go ahead.
Don Jr. got his account suspended for putting it on there. So Twitter and Facebook almost immediately, and I was looking to grab the audio, and I looked back to, 20 minutes it took or so, and it was scrubbed. It was off of Facebook and off of Twitter. And it's the rate, the speed at which they did it is incredible. Meanwhile, The CNN tweet about the survey that showed how the drug worked, that's about a month old, is still available. This is absolute nuts. And I know that neither of us believe in conspiracy theories, but the maneuvering that's happening, the coordination that's happening here, especially now since we've entered between COVID and the great unraveling, I mean, the gaslighting here is so, so powerful and strong, it's ridiculous. Once again, we were told these health officials, the ones that we're supposed to believe, the ones that you can find on social media, they told us with a straight face that it was a good thing and healthy for people to be taking to the streets in huge crowds. They told us that. It's wild. They told us at first not to wear the mask. Then they said, we were lying about that because, you're so stupid that you would have hoarded the masks. If that doesn't tell you.
We were just trying to trick you.
Yes.
We were just trying to trick you to protect the frontline workers. It is a bizarre moment. And then I'm watching the news, and they keep talking about over and over again about how the four big tech companies are going before Congress this week. Why are they going before? Because they need to be regulated. And I'm thinking, what exactly would the purpose of regulation be when they're already doing everything the left wants, right? They're taking down videos that people should have an opportunity to see. And it occurs to me that, well, the real purpose of regulation is to protect the companies, not to hurt them, but to protect them. Maybe the purpose that, maybe the reason they want to regulate the tech companies now is so they can make sure they can always violate freedom of speech.
Well, and the tech companies want to be regulated. Zuckerberg wants
to
be regulated.
Why do they want to be regulated?
Because they
can
become permanent monopolies. They want to become permanent monopolies. Right, exactly.
You get protected when the government says only this enormous company is what matters and we're going to regulate them. It's sick. I can't get over what's going on. I feel like we're losing the country to some force that I can't identify, Tom.
Well, thankfully, you've got your show, you've got some podcasts, and some, you know, a few other shows out there. Really, it's the podcast community and some user groups now that are, you know, where the truth is allowed to be spoken. Open discourse is allowed. But certainly there's been full saturation in elite media on the coasts, certainly New England, and to, you know, in these booming metropolises, almost to a single one are now, you know, diluting the truth. They're not even diluting the truth anymore. Those were the good old days, diluting the truth. They're changing the truth and hiding the truth now. It's crazy. Even with the COVID stuff, you know, they're allowing Andrew Cuomo to go on a victory tour, a multi-state tour to sell posters because he did the right thing for beating COVID. He did the right thing. And
yeah, he's a COVID superstar.
Exactly. And there's 33,000 dead human beings because precisely of his policies. But we're told he did the right thing in Florida and Texas. Those people are doing the wrong thing. And they've lost, you know, I believe less than 5,000 people each. So, but that's not what we're told. The COVID front page stuff, if you go to the AP, which is, I work for a newspaper, of course, I have to get wire stories all the time, and I can't find an AP story that is accurate about COVID, you know, about that the death rate is plummeting. And, of course, we're not allowed to know why the death rate is plummeting. It certainly doesn't have to do with hydroxychloroquine. That's what we're told, because that's something that just crazy people use, crazy people in Donald Trump use. It would seem
it's been discredited, Tom.
Yes, it's been debunked, too. Remember, debunked is another word that came of age in the time of Trump, when they started to use in headlines the term racist. Trump racist remarks condemned.
The president is using a discredited drug. I can't believe it. It's so scary. All right, we'll try to make this make more sense as we go. We're all charged up and emotional because we feel like something really bizarre is going on, and it feels coordinated to me anyway. I don't want to speak for you, Thomas, or for Mike, but it feels coordinated somehow. We'll talk more about it. We've got to take a break, though. Stay with us. We'll take some phone calls on WTIC. Yeah, WTIC, 860-522-9842. So just recapping, this video, this doctor's video thing happened the beginning of the week a couple days ago. They do a video broadcast on YouTube. The YouTube gets millions of people watching. It gets shut down inexplicably. It gets shut down. Isn't YouTube in the business of trying to attract people to its entertainment? Why would it shut down something good? Well, they're promoting a discredited drug, but this discredited drug is a drug that's on the market. It can't be all that dangerous because so many people take it to save their lives and to assist their health, and it's been around long enough to become a generic. How bad could it be? How bad could hydroxychloroquine be? It's inexpensive. Is that the whole crux of this in your mind, Tom Shattuck? Is that what's going on? It's just a cheap drug, and cheap drugs have no efficacy in the world of pharmaceuticals?
I don't think that's the reason. No, I mean, this was an anti-malarial drug that's been around forever. I think there are people who who are banking on this pandemic, this black swan event, being the end of Donald Trump. And I don't think they want to hear anything, no matter how corollary to Trump it is, that is going to look good on him. So listen, this is the July 3rd. This is the CNN article about the new study at the Henry Ford Health System in Southeast Michigan. The health system in Southeast Michigan said their study of 2,541 hospitalized patients found that those given hydroxychloroquine were much less likely to die. He says the doctor who headed it says 26% of those not given hydroxychloroquine died, compared to 13% of those who got the drug. The team looked back at them. But listen to this. This is the headline of this. So the story has all the facts. The study, the meat of the thing, says that it was very helpful. But this is written for CNN by Maggie Fox, Andrea Kane, Elizabeth Cohen, and others at CNN. The headline reads, study finds hydroxychloroquine may have boosted survival, but other researchers have doubts. So even in
doubts. Do they have data or just doubts?
Doubts. That's it. Even the study itself, the story has embedded in it a poison pill, just to make sure.
Well, that's why they needed all those people working on the story.
Right.
Make sure they got all those doubts in there.
So then they come out with another story 6 days ago. CNN does. This time the headline is, another study finds hydroxychloroquine does not help COVID-19 patients. Now, no mention of anybody having doubts about that study.
No doubts.
Right. No doubts. No doubts. And this is written by just one person. This is fine. This does not take a team.
Well, that person probably doesn't know about the doubters.
Doesn't take a team of fixers on this one. This is just absolutely crazy. But why not? Why not? This gaslighting has been happening forever here. We're told Antifa doesn't exist. We're told that nothing's going on in Portland, that there are peaceful protests. We're told by mainstream late-night talk show hosts that there are kidnappings happening on the streets of Portland where you don't get Miranda as they just drive up in a caravan and they'll just grab you because the man in the White House is angry. I mean,
all right, Tom, let me interrupt you because I want to get Barbara and Avon from Avon into the conversation. Oh. She's been wanting to help you for a while. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Todd. Remember, Fauci said, no need to wear face masks, just wash your hands a lot. And in fact, if you're young and healthy, go on a cruise. It's fine.
In the best of times, I wouldn't tell somebody to go on a cruise.
Right, right. But Nancy Pelosi told everyone, go to Chinatown. Have a meal. We're not racist.
Yep.
We're not racist. Go to Chinatown. All this is going on when Trump shut the border. What was it, January?
Right, and also happened with de Blasio in New York. The same thing. You know, he said, go out, go to Chinatown, go eat Chinese food, go take in a movie, de Blasio said enthusiastically, you know, pushing back against Trump's evil dictates. It was crazy. They didn't.
It happened here too. The Governor Lamont went out and did a little Chinese. That was like a week before the shutdown, I think, when they were doing this. They were so pulling it out of their butts trying to figure out how to make policy here.
Exactly.
And then they walk around like they know what they're talking about. I'm sorry, Tom, got to interrupt for a break. We'll get a news update. We'll continue with Tom Shattuck and with this conversation and your calls on WTIC.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet.
Oh, it might even block a droplet. 860-522-9842. Tom Shattuck is here. We're bouncing around our sense of dismay over how distorted I think this is what we're talking about, Tom, how distorted the environment is in terms of the dissemination of information. And the people who are supposed to be disseminating honest information to us seem to be trying to twist it all up.
Yeah. And I forgot how really pernicious that Fauci audio was. He not only says that you don't have to wear a mask. Yes, he's mocking. He's really going, he's using hyperbole to prove his point. So he's saying, like, not only do you not need to wear a mask, but you really don't need to wear a mask.
A little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
How is this guy still employed? It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
You know who he is? And then his excuse
that he was just trying to make sure we wouldn't wear the masks to keep them in the hands of the first line workers, nurses and stuff, that doesn't hold water.
Well, he couldn't just ask us not to hoard the masks, Todd, because we're idiots. We don't have lab coats. We don't work in Washington, D.C. in a huge granite and marble building. Our minds aren't smart enough to process information like he and his Beltway friends. You know who it is? He's Jonathan Gruber. They're the same guy. You know, in order to pass health care, we had to lie to the American idiots because they would never have agreed to it unless we built in the lie. The great thing about Fauci, and it's the same thing with Gruber, is afterwards they took this victory lap. They pat themselves in the back for, you know, how clever they were. Yeah, it was a little bit of a lie. We had to manipulate the masses. Well, now we're supposed to listen to the self-destructive, economically suicidal advice that this guy gives us, knowing that he will happily and artfully lie to us when it suits him. This is remarkable.
That's the other problem with that excuse, is he's confessing that he basically will do anything to manipulate. And that makes it hard. I don't see why a guy like that is trusted so heavily. Let's get some phone calls in here. Karen in Wethersfield, you're on WTIC. Tom Shattuck here as well.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi, I'm calling about the medications that are out there for the COVID. We were talking about hydroxychloroquine. And my feeling is hydroxychloroquine is an old medication. It's been around for a long time, and it's been proven. A lot of people with lupus, including my father way back, had lupus and actually used that medication. Now, there's a new medication out, which is remdesivir, and I believe that Dr. Fauci is on the ground floor of the remdesivir money train.
As an investor, you mean, or somebody who's got a piece of the action?
He's got a piece of the action, because and this is all speculation on my part, okay? This is what I'm feeling, and I think this is going to come out someday. When President Trump was recommending we use that medication, Dr. Fauci was in the background, and when he said everybody try to get some of that hydroxychloroquine, it should help you, and especially in the early stages, that it does help you, okay? Dr. Fauci dropped his head and shook his head. And I said to myself, why is he doing that? But at that time, I had no idea there was another medication in the works. And that got through really quickly. Think about how many months that was in the making. It wasn't that long.
Well, there is some. I mean, it's not just you. People have made this allegation against Fauci that he's somehow got financial involvement. But the trouble is, that would not make him special, I don't think. That would make him one of the crowd. They all seem to have a vested interest or something they're hiding or something other than the best interest of the people of the United States of America with what they do. And that's what I find scary. Thomas, I'm leaving a little opening for you.
I see it. I mean, it's funny. As you were talking, I was just reading as well about the doctors learning to turn patients into prone position, you know, to turn them over on their stomachs. And they even have these prone teams at Mass General. There's these prone teams that go around just proning these patients. And they started to discover it as a treatment in early April. And so, you know, in March and April, you had a lot of casualties to this thing. I wonder if part of the thing that the medical community is doing with both
hydroxychloroquine. Or you could just call it HC.
The fake drug, the fish tank cleaner. Yeah, it was what I was told it was.
HCQ. Call it HCQ.
I wonder if perhaps the success of that drug and the success of this proning is an embarrassment to the healthcare community. that they had all of these casualties, all of these deaths. And meanwhile, you know, something as so simple as just turn them on the stomach, turn them on the stomach. Something that, you know, so undramatic was a key to stemming a lot of fatalities.
But do you remember, Tom, there was a guy who was running an emergency room in a New York hospital in their peak, and he basically spoke out about how he thought they were killing people with the misuse of the ventilator?
Yes.
Did you hear that story?
Yes,
and
I remember.
And I don't know what happened with him, but he was saying that they weren't understanding what was going on with people's lungs, that the purpose of a ventilator is to breathe on behalf of someone whose muscles are not able to push the lungs. The diaphragm can't draw the air. And that's not the case, he said, with COVID. That's not the problem. The problem is when they breathe the air, they're not getting enough oxygen in because of how the virus invades the little spaces there in the cells. So he was saying they've got the machine pushing oxygen into people's lungs, and it's hurting the people. That's why people are not coming out.
Well,
I don't
know.
It just seems to me to feed into what you're saying.
Right. No, absolutely. And part of that is, and what makes this such an easy battering ram to use for politicians, I think, is that nobody knows anything. And there's not one consensus. And there is certainly political consensus. That's tried and true.
Yes.
That's solid. We know that.
But there is, that is for sure.
Yeah, but there's not a medical consensus. This is also an airborne virus, we were told a month ago. Or is it? It kind of is. It might
two
be.
2 months ago.
At the same time,
you
needed to have a mask because you can't have spittle or little, you know, water particles.
Droplets. Yeah.
Droplets go from you into somebody else who could ingest it or, you know, rub it into their mouths or eyes or whatever. And at the same time, these same healthcare people who said that to us said it was healthy when young white protester terrorists were screaming point blank at, you know, cops and law enforcement and anybody who they didn't like without masks. You know, these two truths we were to accept. One, they were both good healthcare endeavors. The people taking to the streets, that was important healthcare matter. Remember, and you know, doing the social distancing also is an important healthcare matter. And the healthcare officials did that, and they're going in cities and towns. I don't know if Hartford's done it, but you know, in Boston, it's, and in little towns too, it's now an emergency healthcare crisis. Racism, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And healthcare professionals.
But we've gotten to the point where they can say anything, no matter how ridiculous it is.
Right.
Bob in Hartford, hi, you're on WTIC. Say hi to Tom Shattuck.
Hi, Tom. I have a question for him. Why are the teachers' unions around the country talking about the safety of the children, but not one person from the teachers' union spoken out about all the violence and the killings of the children in the city?
Well, it's a good question, I got to say. It's a very good question. I would say that they are business
partners. I was reading something, Tom. What was Bob's question?
He said, why are the teachers' unions who are saying that this disease is too dangerous to be in schools because of this disease are not addressing the fact that the same children are also being killed in the streets?
Well, that is a big issue, but that goes to the other side of the equation. And when they're trying to con you, everybody should make note of this. When they're trying to con you, they only talk about the one thing. That is, like the governor has been spending months, like all the governors have, on TV as much as possible, telling everybody how to stop the virus and how we just have to stay locked down and the economy doesn't matter. He doesn't mention it. And this goes on day in and day out. And where there's only one side of the equation. The only way you can calculate a proper response to the virus as a governor is by integrating the two needs, the need of the health situation and the need of the financial situation. You can't just do a piece of it. I have to mention the phone lines have been very busy. If anybody wants to just call the rant line, they can. 860-751-4698. You can still get in there for today at 510. 860-751-4698. 4698. If you have any ideas about what we're talking about, Tom Shattuck is here from the Lowell Sun. And we're talking about this feeling that the irrational has kidnapped the process of information dissemination and opinion formation. And there's something really bizarre going on.
Can I just add to that last comment? You're right about the teachers' unions. They tell us all year round that they need to bolster the employment and the size of the staff in the schools every year and add to the budget every year, because in the mornings they have to feed the kids too, who are malnourished, who go in a little bit early, and in the afternoons they need afternoon school programs so the kids don't get shot dead in the streets. Going to the caller's point, well, now with crime spiking 300%, you would think that they need these after-school programs more than ever. Where are those? Where are those voices? It's a very good point. But we know, the teachers' unions and the politicians are in business together. They're business partners. And they're a united front, and they benefit each other to no end. And there's no way the teachers' union is going to take their business partners to task, at least in a public forum. Unless they need the coffers filled or they're shaking them down for something.
Well, that's the feeling we have, that everything is rigged and everybody's got something hidden that is actually guiding the decision making. Jim in Cromwell, you're on WTIC. Hi, Jim.
Hi. So I feel I have to defend Dr. Fauci a little bit. And
please.
I'll just pull up a comment that he said. I don't regret anything I said then, because in the context of the time in which I said it, it was correct. We were told in our task force meetings that we have a serious problem with the lack of PPEs and masks for health providers who are putting themselves in harm's way every day to take care of sick people. So for you guys to come on now and bash him.
Well, wait a sec, Jim. That makes sense to you, that a guy whose job it is to be the most trustworthy voice with regard to public health. So when there's a key moment in the virus fight, we know we can trust him. And then he just throws it all away to make sure we're not using masks when we need them?
No. What you do is you triage. And there was no masks at the beginning of this thing. So when people got sick and they go to a hospital, he wanted to make sure that there was masks at the hospital where they were needed. That's common sense.
I understand the point. I don't understand how you think that's credible.
That's very credible, because at the time, there was no masks. So you needed them in the doctor's hands.
Why didn't he say that?
He did say that.
No, he didn't say it to us. You just heard the cut where he said that there would be minimal efficacy to us wearing masks. So we didn't wear masks. But then he came out afterwards and said,
and then you're saying to me that you could tell the American people just not to buy masks, that only healthcare professionals should have them.
And you've told the American people to suicide their livelihoods and they've abided.
See how that's going for you now.
You've told the American people to suicide their livelihoods and they've abided. We have no school most likely this fall. They've abided. All of us have turned our lives upside down on the advice of these people. Why would Fauci begin his relationship by discrediting himself? Why would he begin his relationship to the American people who desperately need guidance to get out of a worldwide pandemic by lying to them?
You know what I think totally blows this up? Because this is back in late February or early March, maybe, when he said that, is nobody was wearing masks. Nobody wanted to wear masks.
Right.
People had to be forced by the pressure of this continuing turning of the screw, the COVID screw.
Right.
Hang on, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. 860-522-9842, rant line, 860-751-4698. We will continue on WTIC. Oh, yeah. It's WTIC. We're running out of time fast. I don't like when this happens, Tom. We've had such a good hour together.
I know. Hey, by the way, I talked to Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts yesterday. He wants to make it a federal law to wear a mask. A federal law, which means,
all Americans to wear a mask?
Correct. And he wants it enforced.
Did you say, Ed, are you out of your mind?
Well, I said, does that mean it's a federal crime to not wear a mask? And he essentially said, well, yeah, I guess so. So
and
there
how
you
would
go.
It be enforced?
Well, I don't. I assume Donald Trump's kidnappers and driving
marshals?
Around in Dodge Caravans in Portland will be driving
the
through the streets of
Harper. The federal marshals would enforce it.
Somebody, I don't know. As long as they're not militarized and scary, I guess that's fine. It's just a crazy time. So now, which pieces of fact of information that Dr. Fauci says, which will we find out later? Were lies that were used just to manipulate our behavior.
I'm assuming everything he's saying now is a lie because he lied about the masks and he confessed that. Well, maybe he was lying when he confessed,
right.
Which is actually what I think. I don't buy his confession.
Right. And the hydrochloroquine, you know what I mean? That drug is the drug that people on in the halls in the hospitals are using successfully. You have a guy, a bureaucrat, Fauci, who doesn't really practice medicine, telling us it doesn't work. The people on the front line say it does work. He's telling us it doesn't work. I get the feeling on November 4th it'll work.
Wait, so if Fauci lies to have his way on COVID and Trump lies to have his way on COVID, now I understand why Trump was complaining yesterday that Fauci gets all this praise and he gets beat up when they're so similar. It makes no sense.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's interesting. Fauci is just, you know, two sentences away from going from the most loved man in the world to the most hated man in the world. You
know, well, I think this dynamic, the polarity with Trump keeps him safe. But all right, we've got to go, Tom. Thank you so much, sir. People on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. After news, we'll keep this conversation going. Thomas Shattuck, great to talk with you always. Hopefully we can do this again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All righty. That's Tom Shattuck.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.